It's been a little while since we've had a chance to chat about things happening at the Branch County Sheriff's Department, but he's been finding ways to keep himself busy, I'm quite sure. Sheriff John Pollock joins us in the studio this morning to give an update. You know, it's been now how many months since the the cutback in the Sheriff's Department, the reduced road patrols? I guess that maybe that's the first thing people would probably ask you about. How's that part going?
Well, you know, we're struggling. You know, we're the chief law enforcement officer, or I'm the chief law enforcement officer in the county. And so, you know, for me, that means I need to be available and I need to be able to cover the county and provide the safety and security the people of the county expected from me when I was elected. But with the cuts, you know, those numbers have been drastically reduced. And so we've had a lot of growing pains. We've had to try to figure out, could we cover 1, 2, 3 shifts? And then when we find out, you know, that we're actually exposing our people to some dangers, we decided, you know, we can't do that. So now we're going down to 1 shift, and we've had to work with the state police, and we've got to work with the county, and trying to figure out how we can do the best job we can with what we have. And that's where we're at. It's a lot of growing pains, a lot of different thinking.
Well, I guess if nothing else, you're lucky that the post here in Coldwater is kind of like the regional post, and that they have a lot more staff here now than they did, you know, 2 years ago, even 3 years ago, right, to be able to help with that.
Well, it is good, because now that they have this is a 3-county post area, and because we're requiring more services from them, they're able to pull from those other counties. And now, you know, if you talk to the sheriffs in those counties, they're starting to realize that, oh yeah, I don't have my coverage now because they're down working with you. But we've been fortunate that they're here to help us out, and as long as that remains, we'll be okay. But you know, as a sheriff and as the chief law enforcement officer, I still have to be concerned if that should ever go away. We're left with only 8 people to try and pick up the pieces. Yeah. It's tough to deal with sometimes.
So 8 on the road and another, 16 working the corrections end of things?
Right. We're down to 16 full-time people in the corrections department, so that's 4 on a shift. And, you know, with all the programs we have to run, from AA to church to mental health interviews and those kinds of things, that means that I have to pull from my full-time staff people out of the mix in order to cover those events. And then that leaves either 1, 2, or 3 people to try and take care of the needs and the needs of the 42 inmates that we have to house. Yeah. And that becomes a real stretch.
Yeah, and then occasionally work in vacations and those kinds of things too.
Right, right. And our overtime budget reflects it. It's greatly increased.
Now, budget process underway right now for next year for the county. And again, obviously trying to figure out where the money's going to come for all the programs here. What are you hearing? What are you planning on for 2014 for the Sheriff's Department?
Well, what we've been hearing all along is that in talking with the commissioners, they've assured me that they think we've done our part, and they're going to pretty much leave us alone this year as much as they can. And I think that that's the case. I've been in budget negotiations with them. They've not asked me to make any more cuts or make any more reductions. But there is some talk that we may be doing a little bit better in the county than we thought. And so my plan and my staff's plan is that we will come to them before the end of the budget season and say, look, here's a plan that we want to put in place. If you find that you have some funds, we'd like to see you help us, you know, make this plan realistic.
Yeah.
And so we're going to come to them with some staffing things and how we could help pay for it, you know, through reductions in overtime and those kinds of things.
Does that mean expanding road patrol? What are you thinking about would be a part of that plan?
Well, I think it would be all-encompassing. We're going to probably try to bring some folks back into corrections as well as increase some road patrol. Now, we realize that we're not going to be able to get back to the numbers we were prior to January 1st. But if we can at least start to work our way back, I think the people will feel more comfortable, and I think, you know, my staff will feel more comfortable, and I think we can work our way with the commissioners back to a realistic number. And I realize, and they've talked to me, that, you know, we'll never probably be back at the level we were, but we can get back to a level where we're at least, you know, given full service that we should be giving to the people of the state or the county.
Yeah, I mean, you say you're almost a year into this now. Is it workable to do this long term without having to come back for a millage or something like that to give you a lot more money?
Well, I think that's something that the commissioners and I probably need to sit down and really talk about on the long term basis, because the hard part about doing it with taxes is you've always got the state police are in the same boat. You know, some years you've got lots of taxes and you've got lots of manpower and people are you know, you're flush with people, and then all of a sudden you run into a bad period and you're down and you're out and you've got no coverage. And I think a millage, and I think the commissioners feel the same way, it would level that out. But we've got to be able to sell a program on the millage that the people would be willing to buy. And that's, I think we've got a lot of support for that. But again, I think it takes a coordinated effort between me and the commissioners to go out and ask the public that, hey, do you think this is workable? And here's what we want to do, and here's our plan. And it has to be concise, and it has to be, you know, realistic.
All right. Branch County Sheriff John Pollack in the studio with us this morning, talking about things going on with the Sheriff's Department these days. The jail itself, how is that holding up physically right now?
Physically not well. You know, we went through a period where we just, the county complex folks are not able, went through a period where they were not able to be out and take care of repairs and things that needed to be done out there. That took a building that really wasn't designed to be a jail. That was old, and it got it into a condition where we were actually able to take some walls and move them by hand. They were getting that weak. So we've worked with the county, and we've gotten a man to come out and try to, a maintenance person dedicated to us, to come out and try to catch up some of those repairs. Well, you know, that lasted this year. I'm not going to be able to have that man next year. And so those repairs, the county complex is down to two people. They've got 11 buildings, I think, to take care of. And I foresee that the jail is going to be in even worse condition at the end of this 2014 session than it is now. And it is. Our budget has gone up probably by a third.
Yeah. Almost too bad you couldn't hop across the street there and use some of those prison buildings.
It would be nice if we had just a little tunnel over there. We could just go over there and use that.
Although I wonder what shape those are in, though, too, after they've been sitting for a while.
Right. So. And that's been brought up on a number of occasions to do that. But again, like you said, when you look at the age of those buildings, they're really not in that much better shape than we are.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, give up one just to pick up another.
All right. Still enjoying the job?
Oh, yeah, I do. I enjoy being out with the people. I enjoy, you know, my wife and I, she's able to go with me because she's retired, and so we get to go out and we get to go to the different communities, and we do enjoy that. We have a great time meeting people and talking with folks. And we see you everywhere.
Yeah. Well, if it wasn't fun, there's no sense getting up in the morning to do it.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it.
All right. Well, appreciate the update. That's the Branch County Sheriff John Pollack in the studio with this morning.